Now, a story about not getting what you paid for, and in this case, maybe that's not such a bad thing. It happened to independent producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister when they went in search of a new pet.
It all started with an internet classified.
The title is Golden Retriever Lab Mix. And the ad reads, "We don't have paperwork or anything like that. The puppies are all black, some with white paws, very cute. And parents of dogs are both very friendly. $150, or feel free to call if you have an offer on one."
As former parents of a very happy lab and current parents to a very loving golden retriever, we figured this was our perfect match. So we drove up to the family's house in the country outside Plainwell, Michigan, and there we found a slew of black puppies bounding around the garage.
The family told us that Charlie, the pup's mom, was a purebred golden retriever, and she sure looked like one to us. They insisted that the father was a chocolate lab, an apparently irresistible roving Romeo who the family had seen locked in a romantic embrace with Charlie.
One pup stood out. He looked like he was wearing a little tuxedo with a silky black coat and a proud mini barrel chest. He followed us all around inquisitively, but calmly. He also gave us little puppy kisses just at the right time.
We were smitten. And had we not been totally overwhelmed with puppy lust, we might have noticed that this little guy looked nothing like a chocolate lab golden retriever mix.
We handed over the cash and decided to call him Dovekey, after an unusual seabird with similar black and white plumage. But after a few weeks, we started to think a more appropriate name might have been Sasquatch.
A strange metamorphosis took place. His eyebrows shot up, straight up. And his whiskers grew straight down.
His snout got longer and longer.
These weird, wiry white hairs started showing up on his back.
And what about his paws, his giant webbed paws?
By this point, we'd pretty much thrown the chocolate lab golden retriever love story schmaltz out the window.
And guessing who Dovekey's dad really might have been became the hottest bet in town.
He might have some Toreador in him. It's a combination of a black lab and a terrier, a backdoor dog.
And it's hard for me to believe that there's any lab in that dog. He really doesn't look like a lab to me.
He looks like a labradoodle.
A schnauzer and a collie. Long-bearded collie. Could be.
No, he really looks like a black cookie monster.
Well, first I thought a Portuguese water dog, but I have a hard time thinking that a Portuguese water dog would be in that neighborhood.
Truthfully, he kind of looks like a Bouvier. They're a herding breed from France. They're called Bouvier de Flores.
He also looks like a Pannoni or a Carol Balsecas dog.
A what?
Okay, now I'm just grasping.
In the old days, we would have spent Dovekey's whole life wondering, was Papa really a Rolling Stone? And if so, what kind of stone was he? But in an age where everyone, from former presidential candidates to rap stars, are taking a DNA test to determine whether they are indeed the baby's daddy, we decided it was time to settle the score. We got a couple of dog DNA tests and went to work.
Okay, so I'm going to take this little toothbrushy thing, and can you open his mouth? We're going to rub it inside his mouth, and I guess we get tissue samples on this, and then we just mail it back in.
Good boy. Look at how good he is.
Because we wanted to be absolutely sure, we also had Dr. Harry Sorensen, Dovekey's vet in New Buffalo, Michigan, take a blood sample for another type of DNA test.
That's all there is to it. And you just fill out the data on here and send it in and see what happens.
We'll share the results with listeners tomorrow. But in the meantime, we thought it'd be fun if we posted some photos and clues on the NPR website and let all of you take a guess.
As independent producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister mentioned, you can see Dovekey and take a guess at his paternity at our website, npr.org, and we'll have the DNA test results tomorrow.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.